In this show, inshallah, we aim to answer those questions, those pertinent questions that youth have, that all of us have, that we find difficult to answer.
There's a couple of things very briefly if I want to run through, because the topic of individualism and this serious illness and disease
has lots of meanings, and like selfishness, egoism, not being able to sacrifice for anyone. Like people say, I'm not ready to tolerate your dad, I'm not ready.
This is a show where we try and expand on those burning issues that you have, and we want to do it in a way that your eyes are glued to the screen throughout the duration of the program, however long it be.
Sometimes you have a problem inside that doesn't allow you to fight the enemy. Sometimes the enemy itself, you don't know how to deal with it, with that force that's coming at you.
Your friends, your peers come and they say, hey, you are a coward, a loser, you are still a child, you cannot join our group. So you, studying in the school, high school, college, you know, peer pressure is not limited to just children or youth.
Today's program will be about youth issues that will concern the youth in the West.
What's the reason for this? Because they have to love someone and they couldn't find the real love. And the worldly loves, like, you know, a boy loves a girl loves a boy.
And it's something that we ourselves can relate to as well too, because we have injustice in our times, we know that there's justice in our times as well too. If it's the case though that, you know, let's say there's a youth out there who's sincerely trying to, like, you know, they're making an attempt, they know that, okay.
In this show, we aim to answer those difficult questions on religion that you have yet to find answers for, those puzzling queries that sometimes don't allow us to sleep, and those questions that youth asked and nobody has found answers for them yet, nor in books, nor speaking to people.
Now, of course, this is good, the whole notion of trying to leave this world without any sins on our shoulders. But at the same time, it shows that this person really hasn't even understood.
You said that through forgiveness, because, I mean, we feel that, okay, if I was infallible, then I wouldn't have any sins. And you said, okay, fine, but forgiveness will remove all my sins.